This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by Nakuma, OM Financial, and College Ave Student Loans. Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our continued coverage of Nakuma's Hawaii Conference here in beautiful Kauai. And in the Studio Lounge, we have Mr. Tim Neiman, right? Neiman?
Yep.
All right, right, from Dynamic Edge. How are you, Tim?
Good. Doing well.
Good,
it's
good.
Hard to be unhappy here in this weather.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people with smiles on their faces for good reason here. Yeah, it's very, very beautiful here. So, and speaking of that, you guys did a great presentation. You and Mike did a great presentation yesterday. Again, I'm going to repeat this. I love how you guys kind of play off each other and kind of needle each other a little bit, but really kept the audience engaged. Not only did you have great content, but it was also very entertaining as well.
So. Yeah, thanks for that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And so how's the rest of the conference going? Any other highlights for you besides your presentation?
Yeah, it's going pretty well. Something that Frank Kressman from General Counsel of the NCUA, he spoke first, and he said a couple of things that I thought were of note. One, he consistently hears from CEOs of credit unions that cybersecurity is what keeps them up at night, which is what we hear too. So kind of validating to know that that's still top of mind for everybody. The second thing that he mentioned, and this is kind of related to the new IT guidelines that the NCUA has put out around cybersecurity, is that the NCUA actively tries to create some tiering for the size of credit unions. So the larger credit unions there, they have to comply with higher standards than some of the smaller credit unions, which makes logical sense. But when I think about that from a technology standpoint, particularly around cybersecurity and baseline and IT infrastructure, it sort of falls apart because it doesn't matter how big of a credit union you actually are, your requirements are really the same if you're trying to keep your members' data safe. And when you look at some of the new data, financial institutions are already at increased, they're being targeted by ransomware and hackers.
Oh, yeah.
What we've seen, in the data recently is that the smaller institutions are being hit harder because the hackers know that they're easier targets. And in financial, in the financial marketplace, hackers know that they have money to pay their ransoms, but they also have the high value of their members' data, which can be resold or used to extort more. And so what we're seeing is that even though some of the ransom amounts have gone down, they're targeting smaller institutions with less protection. So when I think about the NCUA doesn't necessarily require as much compliance, adherence. They give guidelines, but they don't necessarily require it in exams. I think about what we often talk about with our credit union clients. Do you want to check the box for the exam to meet the exam requirements, or do you want to keep your members safe? And you can do both if you keep your members safe. So anyway, that's kind of what's been on my mind is, really the requirements are the same and the costs are relatively stable too. So there's really not a lot of reason now that even small sub 500 million credit unions can't have the same level of cybersecurity protection and possibly sleep a little bit better.
So what can they do? What do they do? I mean, obviously for the ransomware folks out there, it sounds like now it's a volume game rather than going after one big target. They're going after many small and getting the same amount. So what's some of your advice or even some of the guidelines that you guys stated yesterday?
Yeah, so what I like about what the NCUA has done with the new guidelines is they've modernized it with some of the tool sets or some of the things that are most important to when you're building your Swiss cheese approach, right? There's lots of different vectors, ways you can be hacked, and there's not a single way to protect against all of it. It's different devices in your car to brake assist, airbags. Each of those things do a different thing, and so you want to have a combination to minimize the chances that you're going to have a fatality in your car crash in that example. So I like the new guidelines. They're tying in things that we already know multi-factor authentication is a big deal, but they've tied in things like EDR, so endpoint detection and response is now being discussed more. That's more real-time response to a potential hack that's happening. So these tools again can be used regardless of size of credit union, and they can provide the same level of protection just to minimize it.
So no doubt.
Not a matter of if but when you have a hack happen. Some people may have already been hacked. They may not even know they're hacked right now. But this allows us to recover faster, detect things happening faster, to respond quicker, minimize the damage, again keeping member data safe, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, and on this topic, what type of takeaways did you want your audience to leave with? Because, I mean, this, like you said, this is top of mind, and it will continue to be so for quite some time, I think.
Yeah, so at the NCUMA conferences, we talk to a lot of board members who ultimately are responsible for their credit unions, the well-being and what happens. And so I think what we're always trying to accomplish, and I think we did it this time too, is educate board members and CEOs about the most important technical topics in a way that they can understand and ask more questions mm-hmm. of their third-party providers mm-hmm. or their internal IT teams. Mm-hmm. And so having highlighted the high-level pieces of the new requirements, now the NCUA is going to be requiring annual assessments be performed and reported to boards, yeah. gives them some more information to be able to speak knowledgeably or, you know, understand the information. Mm-hmm. Historically, technology, you know, lots of acronyms, lots of confusing things. It's hard for people to really understand. They have to rely on what's being told to them. This hopefully gives them a little bit more information mm-hmm. to be more confident in what's happening and push things forward.
I think you can never have too much of this information or this type of or these types of guidelines. So yeah, especially in today's day and age where obviously cybersecurity concerns are at a peak. I mean it's always been there, obviously. Then it really ramped up during the pandemic, and it hasn't stopped since. I mean, it seems like it's just getting accelerating even more so.
Agreed. One of the things that comes up a lot in these conferences or in our space in credit unions is this idea of racing to merge, to become bigger with scale. You know, you need to have more dollars to be able to stay a functioning.
Yeah.
And I agree with all of that, but when we think about IT infrastructure and cybersecurity, that's not necessarily, that's not a competitive advantage. That's not what makes your credit union unique to your community or to your members.
Yeah.
And so from that standpoint, you can get scale in technology utilizing internal and third-party teams mm-hmm, to mm-hmm, get there. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes we forget that that's the case. We just get focused on, we need to be bigger to be able to to get that benefit. And if we're not bigger, we can't have that. You can have that mm-hmm. at that scale too.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Oh my gosh. Yeah, this is a topic that will live on for quite a while and continue to evolve as well, as you guys see as well. So so how do you guys come in and help out credit unions in this area? Can you share that
with us a little bit? Yeah, for sure. So, you know, we've been doing this for a few decades now, 24, and we'll be 24 in March. But we generally come in and either for a smaller credit union, sub 500 million in assets, mm-hmm. we'll manage the entire department, mm-hmm. everything from core infrastructure mm-hmm. To cybersecurity. Larger entities, we'll co-manage with them. So larger credit unions, you know, over 2 billion, typically they're going to need their own staff. Mm-hmm. But you want to keep your engineers focused on the most important things for your credit union. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's AI, maybe that's related to member engagement or app or what have you. They'll partner with us to manage some of the baseline stuff, mm-hmm. service desk, patch management, cybersecurity mm-hmm. tools, mm-hmm. a lot of that stuff.
Okay.
So we partner together to work, you know,
on
what's your roadmap. Could be all of it we manage with you, with their board, or it could be where we manage with their IT team as well.
And again, you guys have been at this for 24 years, so next year will be the 25th year.
Well,
right on.
Or we'll be 24 in March.
Well, you'll be
we're getting close. Not quite.
Okay, we'll give you another year and a half. Yeah. Sorry to age you before your time. So, but good stuff. Anything else to add here, Tim? I mean, this is a topic that's going to evolve over time. So you got to stay on top of this type of
exactly.
stuff. Right?
That's the last part, which is to stay on top of it, mm-hmm. watch what the NCUA is saying, what the industry is saying, and respond.
Okay, good stuff. All right, Tim. Well, I'm going to let you get back at it. I think they're going to get ready to come back out here in a few minutes. Yeah. But thank you very much for this information. Again, I think you can never have too much of this type of information and resources as well. And you guys at Dynamic Edge are doing some great work, obviously. So good stuff.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Studio Lounge Interviews brought to you by Nakuma, OM Financial, and College Ave Student Loans. This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.